Praise be Jesus and Mary. First of all, I would like to thank all of you for coming out to celebrate with us once again this year, as we have done now for so many years here at Our Lady's Chapel. Honoring Our Lady in a particular way, and Our Lady has appeared to men and women through the centuries under various beautiful titles, has she not? To various people in various ages. In this case, Our Lady of a Good Voyage, this particular title is evocative, even though we celebrate in a particular way those seafarers, those engaged in the seafaring trade. It is evocative of the protection that Our Lady gives to us and wishes to give to us in this pilgrimage, this voyage of faith here in this life. And as we heard in the reading that was just proclaimed, it is a perilous voyage indeed because of the fact that there is someone who wishes to wage battle against us. The path that we must take from here to paradise, God willing, is not always serene, not, shall we say, comfortable, not a comfortable path, not a smooth path, but one that is strewn with crosses, one strewn with temptations, one strewn with trials that we don't always understand. However, as we've heard in the reading, and as we know from the scene that is presented to us on Calvary, that journey will have a safe outcome if we put ourselves under the protection of one who, together with her son, has obtained the definitive victory over sin and death. And how happy it is that we can be here amongst Jesus and Mary, the Most Holy Eucharist and Our Blessed Lady in their presence. And this calls to mind that famous dream of St. John Bosco, in which he saw the ship representing the church, with the Holy Father at the helm being guided in between the two great pillars of the Most Holy Eucharist and Our Lady. And those small boats that attached themselves to this great ship, they were the ones who arrived safely at port. And this is what Our Lady wants to remind us. First of all, she reminds us to remain loyal to the Holy Father in an age when it seems now more than ever he's being challenged, ridiculed, mocked, even by Catholics, perish the thought that this is what is happening. How many Catholics? It would be one thing if we were non-Catholics. But those who parading under various pretensions dare to criticize, dare to try to make him out to be a CEO who could be toppled like any other CEO. But if we recognize him for what he is, the vicar of Christ, and we realize that Our Lady will help us to arrive safely aboard if we stay under his tutelage, then we will protect, defend, pray for the Holy Father every day of our lives. And we ourselves will try to realize a part in that dream. Now, to place ourselves in that ship or attached to that ship, allowing ourselves to be steered between these two great pillars that we see here. And if we do so, then actually this journey will be serene, even if we have to bear the heaviest of crosses. This is the message that Jesus and Mary wish to give to us. They want to succor us. They want to comfort us. But the comfort has to be in the form that they wish to give us, because you see, because of our sins, we kind of have upset the plan a bit. But the plan still goes forth to its conclusion. God's plan cannot be nullified, vanified. But in order to realize God's plan for us, we have to do what He wants us to do, which is what Our Lady said at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever He tells you. If we do whatever we tell ourselves, what's the result? It's not the same, is it? And we know. So on this weekend, which we celebrate in a very special way, Our Lady of Good Voyage, let us pray to her that we will be her humble, docile children, that we will follow in her footsteps in the pilgrimage of faith, that as Jesus and Mary are faithful to us and they keep their promises, so we will be faithful and we will keep our baptismal promises. And despite whatever sin may have come along in our path, in our past life, that here and now and henceforth, that with the help of the Mother and Queen, that we will resolve to overcome sin and share in that definitive triumph. Praise be Jesus and Mary.